Ray Benson has lived in two different Austins. The founder of the Western swing band Asleep at the Wheel says the 1960s and 70s Austin was a cheap, funky place where artists, hippies, and students came to kick back. The high-tech Austin of the 90s is a far cry from what it once was.
It's a vibrant, unusual, different, new community built around the High Technology Center. It's really exciting. But when I compare it to 1979, you know, when, gosh, you know, you could live, you know, in town and be a 10-minute walk to Wilderness and swimming holes and this, that, and the other, and that's all gone.
200,000 people called Austin home in 1960. Today, there are more than a million. Nearly 2,000 high-tech firms employ about 20% of the workforce. Some of the big names in town include Dell Computer, Motorola, and IBM. How did Austin manage such a dramatic transformation? For one thing, it had a visionary leader, George Kosmetsky, the former dean of the University of Texas Business School, imagined an Austin that drew its strength from brain power instead of oil. In the early 1980s, when low oil prices plunged Austin into recession, Kosmetsky founded a technology think tank and incubator. David Gibson is director of global programs at the IC Squared think tank.
Technology wasn't thought about much in this state. It was agriculture, oil, ranching, Dallas, the TV show, Giant, the movie. All those things pretty well captured the ethics, the goals, what people believed in this state. But George saw some potential here.
Back in 1983, Kosmetsky, business leaders, and the Texas governor beat out 70 other cities to land MCC, a for-profit technology consortium conceived by Bill Norris, then chief executive of Control Data in the Twin Cities. National media branded Austin a high-tech hotbed. That image attracted others, including a major 3M research center in 1984. Local attorney Pike Powers helped lure 3M to Austin when he was chief of staff to Governor Mike White.
3M, as you know, is a company known for innovation. So just to have them here with a corporate headquarters presence in a town that hadn't had a lot of that historically was a tremendous shot in the arm and permitted us to tell that story over and over again to other people, even in California, to say, if 3M thinks we're good, you ought to come check us out.
Many high-tech companies did check Austin out and liked it. The sunny climate, live music scene, and a large university with growing strength in engineering and entrepreneurship helped companies recruit employees. Austin's high-technology industry, now known for microprocessor manufacturing and research, software, and internet startups, has come into its own. Attorney Pike Powers.
I spent over a decade out in the Silicon Valley chasing silicon smokestacks, if you will. We don't do that anymore because we don't have to. We have a more of a self-generating economy. People are starting their own companies. They're spinning off saying, I want to do this over here, and I'm going to go start something.
One of those startups is BroadJump, a high-speed internet services company. Its founders were local and saw no reason to leave. Co-founder Kenny Van Zandt says one advantage in Austin is local venture capital.
Being able to take good ideas to people who are looking almost exclusively for Austin opportunities is great. They want to invest in Austin. They want to keep the success of Austin rolling, and so they look exclusively for opportunities here. So that is absolutely huge. We would not have been able to raise funding in the time frame that we did if we would have had to go exclusively to the Bay Area for money.
Most Austin movers and shakers say the city's success is the result of business, government, and university leaders collaborating on a plan. Not everyone agrees.
Guys, I think some folks would like to say that this was planned. I am in the camp of saying, no, this wasn't planned. This was fortune.
Peter Zandan, founder of the Austin-based technology research firm IntelliQuest, says Austin succeeded because of the university, cultural scene, and natural assets.
Generally, most of the year, Austin's a wonderful place to be outside. and we've got 300 days of sunshine here. And so when you're recruiting people to town, whether it's from the northeast or the north, and they get, you know, in the middle of the winter, they come down here and can hang out in shorts and let's go to outdoor concerts, it's pretty attractive.
Caller 7, you get the tickets. Let's check Skywatch traffic at Leslie Gambino.
Southbound MoPac just passed 45th Street. We have an injury accident blocking the left lane.
Along with Austin's success has come problems. Big city traffic, suburban sprawl, higher cost of living. Kay Plavadal is a technical writer from Austin.
The laid-back atmosphere that Austin used to have has really changed. Things are a little bit more yuppie, a little bit more... I don't know if you want to call it materialistic. There's just more of an emphasis on dressing up and fancy restaurants, and money seems to be more of an issue in Austin these days.
Austin's new money culture is a threat to the old Austin, according to John D. Graham, a longtime fixture of the Austin music scene.
In my circle of friends and musicians, I know three people that have just pulled up stakes and left because they could no longer afford the rent. And, you know, that sort of economic brinksmanship that goes along with being a live musician, it doesn't really work that well in an economy that takes so much cash to get by.
Such concerns have some in Austin asking the question, how much growth is too much? Ray Benson of Asleep at the Wheel says Austin is at a crossroads.
It's either got a bright future or it's going to have a bad time of it, because there's a lot of people, a lot of change, and the way we manage this change and growth is going to be the answer to that question. I would hope that we have a good bunch of folks here who are able to handle that.
Austinites say their success can't be copied exactly, but they advise other cities to capitalize on existing strengths. For the Twin Cities, that might mean growing technology businesses on the foundation of agriculture, graphic arts, advertising, and medical devices. But those less thrilled with Austin's transformation warn other cities, be careful, you may get what you're asking for. John Gordon, Minnesota Public Radio.